We have now moved into the second section of Hilchos Kibravaim, and in here we are going to get into slightly more specific scenarios than in the past number of sections. We were talking more general, like concepts, overarching themes, and now we are moving into slightly more practical applications and outside of just basic Kibravaim and into some of the other mitzvot. For example, the issue that we are going to deal with today is an application of both Kibravaim, respecting our parents, and Moraavaim, fearing our parents. That now we are going to sort of get into areas which cross over between different of the mitzvot. So that is what we are going to enter into today. The Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin tells us the story of Rav Yosef. And as we've seen, a lot of the halachot of Kibravaim we learn from the applications of other people. That we have sort of the basic klal in the pasuk, and we have it over and over again, which emphasizes the importance. But in our gemaras, as we've seen a number of times, we learn from Rav so-and-so did this, and that is why we do this. Rav so-and-so did this, and that is why we do this. So for one of those examples, in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, Rav Yosef ki have shma kal kira'a de'ima, amar ikum mikamei shchina de'itei. When Rav Yosef would hear the footsteps of his mother, he would say, oh, I hear the footsteps of my mother. Let me rise to greet the Shechina. So what do we learn from here? We learn that as the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring down Lahalacha, if we look on source number two, Chayav La'amod Mifnei Aviv, you are obligated to stand when your parent enters into the room. Before we go on to discuss the practical halachot of this, I want to go back to the Gemara and Kiddushin for one second. Rav Yosef specifically says that when he heard the footsteps of his mother, he would stand up and he would say, "Ikum mikmei shchina de'itei." Let me stand to greet the shchina that is arriving. And as we delve into what seems like a very practical area of do you have to stand, when you have to stand, for how long do you have to stand, we have to remember that this is hearkening back to our initial lesson, which taught us about the importance of Kibravaim, that we are meant to respect our parents like we would respect God. So the fact that the Gemara brings us this example and says, Rav Yosef would stand saying, let me stand up to greet the Shechina, is teaching us the importance of something that may seem small. How many times do we stand up and sit per day? But the idea that when he was standing up for his mother, he viewed it as if he was standing for the Shechina, that is going to give a certain level of importance to the halacha that we are about to delve into. So again, source number two, the Shulchan Aruch tells us straight out, Chayav la'amod mipnei aviv. One is obligated to stand up for their parent. So now the question is going to come up, what are the guidelines? Every time my parents walk into the room, I'm going to stand up. Do I have to stand for the duration of the time that I am with them? if I'm always standing, how do I ever stand up again? Like, do they have to leave the room in order for me to sit down? Do they have to sit down in order for me to sit down? What are going to be the guidelines of this halacha? So the Chayei Adam tells us in source number 3, Chayev la'amod mipnei aviv imo kimalavek humato. One has to stand up to the full height that he can reach whenever he is in front of his mother and his father. Not that sort of like, you know, when you're at a chuppah where like you do that, like the like half stands, like you're like not committing to it, but like you stand up a little bit. He's saying that's not acceptable here. He says, when your parents walk into the room, you have to stand up kimilo komato, to the full height of your posture. Vinir Eli, and he continues and says, and it appears to me, didino keravo mufhak besiman rish membet. That where do we learn this?
I can't hear you at all.
You can't hear me?
Oh, sorry. No. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Okay, fine. Can you
apologize.
Hear me? We're all good.
Sorry.
Okay,
sorry.
Great.
Sorry.
No problem. Viner ed didino keravo mufhak besiman rish membet. The Chai Adam tells us, where do we learn this halacha that you have to stand up to the fullness of your posture? He says, we learn this from the halachot of that one must stand in front of his Rebbe Mufhak. Rebbe Mufhak is your like main Rebbe, your main teacher, that there are certain halachot that you must respect them in a specific set of ways as well. That there are ways that we respect Hashem, there are ways that we respect our parents, and there are ways that we are meant to respect a Rebbe. And he says, this specific halacha of standing up, we learn from a Rebbe to a parent. Dehainu, kishayirim mirachok milo inav. When you see them from afar, they are able to fill your eyes. Achi yit kasumi menu o achi yeshvu. When do you have to stand until? You have to stand until you can no longer see them or until they sit down. So when they come into a room, once they sit down, you are then allowed to sit down, or once they leave the room. So if they come into a room and they stand for the entire time, you have to stand for the entire time. If they sit down, you can sit down. And if they leave the room, then you can sit down as well. But the Chayei Adam is already starting to make that connection between Rebbe and parent, which we are going to see expanded further. The Ramah is going to begin, though, the conversation of how many times per day. So, okay. Let's say I am still living in my parents' home and I wake up first thing in the morning and my parents come into the room where I am and I stand up. They leave the room. I sit back down. They come back in 5 minutes later. I stand back up again. They leave the room again. I sit back down again. They come back in 10 minutes later. I stand back up again. This is already getting tiring and it's only 8 a.m. So the question that we are going to ask is, what the Chayei Adam says makes sense, that they walk into the room until they leave or until they sit down, you have to remain standing. Sorry, hold on 1 second. There was just something beeping on my computer. Okay. So the Ramah is going to continue the conversation and he is going to discuss how often, how many times per day do you have to stand for your parent? Is it really every single time they walk in? Is it a certain number of times per day? Is it in certain situations? So the Ramah tells us in source number 4, Yesh Omrim, De'en Adam Chayav La'amod Lifnei Rabo, Rak Shachris Va'arvis. The Ramah tells us that a person only has to stand in front of his Rebbe morning and night. V'davka b'beis harav, and this is specifically in the house of the rav, aval b'fnei achirim she'in yodim sha'amad l'fanav chayav la'amud. But if he is in front of people who don't know that he already stood up previously, then he has to stand up again. So what is behind what the Ramah is saying? The Ramah is saying that one time in the morning and one time at night, you have to stand up in front of your parents. And the Turei Zahav in source number 5 explains why. Shachris v'arvis, delo yihiyu adif mechubad shamayim b'kriya shema. This should not be, the respect of your parents should not be greater than the respect that we show Hashem. How do we respect Hashem? We respect Hashem by saying kriya shema twice per day, once in the morning and once in the evening. That is our way of showing kavod to Hashem. As we say kriya shema, we express our loyalty to Hashem. So the Ramah says, so the same should apply to your parents twice per day. That's how you are going to show kavod, that you are going to stand up once for them in the morning and once for them in the afternoon. However, the caveat that he adds in at the end is very interesting. That aval bifnei achirim, when you are in front of other people, she'in yodim she'amad lefanav, chayav la'amod. If you are in people who don't know that previously that day you already stood up for your parents, you have to stand up again. So let's lay out the situation. You live in your parents' home. In the morning, your parents come into the room. You stand up. Great. You have now fulfilled your obligation for the morning. You have shown respect to your parents in the morning. However, then you leave, you and your parents all go to somebody else's house, and you're sitting in one room and your parents are in another room, and your mother walks into the room and you stay seated. Everyone looking around the room is going to be like, why didn't you stand up for your mother? Don't you know you have to stand up when your mother walks into the room? The idea is that if they don't know that you have already previously that day stood up for your parents, then you have to stand up again that day. So the idea is not only that we should fulfill our exact requirement of how many times we have to stand up for our parents, but rather it's also that we must give off the vibe, quote unquote, that we respect our parents. So there's two fat values at play here. There's the value of actually fulfilling the halachic obligation, but there's also the idea of the hashkafa behind it, that the hashkafa of standing up for our parents is meant to ingrain in us a certain amount of kavod for our parents. As we talked about in the section where we talked about thought, action, and speech, a lot of the thoughts behind kibud avayim interplay with the way that we eventually act. So the idea here is we want to fulfill our technical halachic application, but also we want to give off the sense that we respect our parents. So if we are in a situation where technically we wouldn't halachically, according to the basic letter of the law, have to stand up for our parents, if we are in front of other people, we want to show that respect, and therefore we should stand up an additional time then as well. The Chai Adam, though, cites another opinion, which indicates that no, it's not once in the morning and once in the evening, which does make a lot of sense according to the Taz, which the Taz says it shouldn't be more than the respect we show to Hashem. But the Chai Adam brings the other approach as well. And the Chai Adam says, "V'einu chayav la'amod ela shachris v'arvis, im lo b'pnei achirim, she'inan yodim shekfar amad b'pneihem, v'yesh omrim," and he says the v'yesh omrim, and this yesh omrim is other poskim such as the Rosh, the Rashba, "da'afilu mea pa'amim bayom chayav," that even if it is 100 times per day, you would be obligated to stand. So these are the two sides of the argument, that everyone agrees that you would have an obligation to stand when your parent walks into the room. The one side of the argument with poskim, such as the Taz, tell us that we only have to stand twice per day, once in the morning and once in the evening. However, on the other side, we have the Rosh, the Rashba, the Chai Adam, which tell us that even if your parent walks into the room 100 times per day, you are obligated to stand up for them each and every time. Now, I want to open up the floor for a minute. What do you think is the idea or the hashkafa behind each of these approaches? Why would one say that you're yotze if you stand up twice per day, once in the morning and once in the evening? And why would one say that even if your parent walks into the room 100 times per day, that you're still obligated to stand for them? Does anyone have any ideas? No. Okay. I think that something that I was thinking about, and again, this is just my opinion, it's not in any of the sources, is that if we think about the other sources that we've been previously learning about kibud avayim, there is very much an aspect of chinuch here, that we are not just aiming to carry out exactly what our parents need, but we are meant to really ingrain a mindset within ourselves. So the idea of doing it 100 times per day really fits in well, even though practically it seems like a balagan that every time your parent walks into the room, especially in a situation where you live with your parents, this isn't something where you're going for one visit and you're standing when they walk into the room, but rather this is something that can happen literally 100 times per day. The idea is that the more times you do something, the more you become accustomed to it. And the more you become accustomed to it, the more you begin to believe it. And the more you begin to believe it, the more you begin to feel it. That there's this idea, if 100 times per day your parent walks into the room and you're forced to stand up for them, you are really going to feel that sense of kavod for your parents. You are really going to get that sense of mora, of fear, that we are going to move into talking about. But you're really going to get this sense of your parents are not just some people you're hanging out with. Your parents are really people that are worthy of your respect, that are worthy of your awe. So the idea of two times per day plays in well if we're talking about the kavod of Hashem versus the kavod of your parents, that one should not outweigh the other, that the kavod of your parents should not outweigh the kavod of Hashem, and therefore we make that comparison. But it is very understandable that we would say that 100 times per day, because the entire goal is to ingrain this respect within you. So those are the two sides of the coin on that issue. But I'm not going to... Oh, yes.
I just wonder if that the redundancy, or that when, you know, that it sounds like almost like exaggeration, mm-hmm. that couldn't take away from something that becomes trite or almost comical, or, you know, do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, is that,
hold on,
is that literally,
hold on. If you still have this question at the end of this year, we'll get back to it.
Okay.
We're going to touch on it on the repetitiveness of it, what you're saying, it literally turns it into a comedy, that every time your parents walk into the room, you have to stop what you're doing and stand up. It's a disruption to your everyday life. Like, it's almost impossible to imagine carrying that out. So hold on. We are going to get to that in a few minutes. I'm not going to call anyone out, but I want you to think for yourself, if you do this, if you stand every time your parents walk into the room, or if you even know anyone who stands every time their parent walks into the room. Again, I'm not calling anyone out, but I will say personally, I most definitely do not stand every time my parents walk into the room. I probably have, unless I noticed that my parent needed a seat, I probably have never stood. Oh, I see a hand. Yes, DK.
Yeah, hi. It's Deborah, actually.
Oh, hi.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. Also, for people who are Balei Tshuvas, whose parents may not be observant and are unaware of this halacha, it might make them uncomfortable when you stand. Like, right. I would do this, and my parent, I had something similar where I would never sit in my parent father's seat, and my mother would be like, "Why don't you just sit here, sit next to me?" And it was like my father's chair, and she would be like, "You're so crazy. Why can't you just sit next to me in this chair?" And I'd be like, "No, I'm not sitting in that chair. I'll just sit over here." And she'd be like, "Yeah, but we can sit next to each other," and it made her very uncomfortable.
Right.
So that
okay. So that my point was going to be that I think most the sitting in the father's chair, I think, is much more widely observed. I think that the standing in front of your
parents are not aware of that. Like, they don't know the halacha, so it just made them uncomfortable.
Right. So I think that one I think is next week, maybe, is sitting in their chair.
Yeah. But I mean, it's with similar situation here. Like,
right. That it has the possibility. I think it's similar to what Faye's saying. Like, Faye used the word comical, but I think there's also the idea of, like, it creates a very strange dynamic.
Right.
That if every time your parent walks into the room, you're jumping up, like, it doesn't feel like something that's, like, normal and natural, that you can all, like, relax in each other's presence.
Especially if the, you know, like, if the parent understands the halacha, and then they, you know, even if you're already an adult, they understand that for Finuf, for, you know, this is a halacha and this is what you're doing. Like, you know, right. But if the parent has no understanding of the halacha, then, you know, it can feel even more contrived and uncomfortable for them.
Right. Like, it can feel very uncomfortable, 100%. So the next question that we are going to discuss is that this is very widely not observed, that most people do not stand up in front of their parents, although it seems in the halacha that nobody says you don't have to. Like, there was no opinion that said there's no need to stand in front of your parents. Every opinion said you have to stand in front of your parents. The debate was whether it was two times per day or up to 100 times per day, or really as many times as it were to occur. So why not? Like, it seems very clear in the halacha that you're supposed to do it. So why are we not seeing it widely observed? And the idea can most likely, most halachot that aren't observed, unfortunately, I don't think we can point to a gemara and be like, it's that gemara's fault that nobody keeps that halacha. I think usually it's like, okay, I don't know, Yuridas Hadoros, we aren't at a certain level, and people just don't know, and people aren't able to live up to such a level, and things sort of fall by the wayside. But this one specifically may be rooted in another halacha, and that halacha can be found in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Lamed Bet, Amud Aleph. So this is the next page in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shila, Amar Rav Matna, Amar Rav Chista, Ha'av Shemachal Al Kvodo, Kvodo Machul. That a father who wants to be mochal on his kavod, that wants to relinquish his kavod, is able to do so. So if a father says that I don't want to be respected in that way, I am mochel on my kavod, then you can accept that as true, that you can then put aside the actions of respect towards him. If anyone remembers from the second shir, this is in contrast to the kavod of a Rebbe. That if a Rebbe wants to be mochel on his own kavod, he is not allowed to do so, because we said you can be mochel on your own kavod. So if someone wants to call me Mrs. Katz, and I don't like being called Mrs. Katz, I can just say, call me Emma. I can't say to somebody else, no, you don't need to call her Mrs., because that's weird. That's also inappropriate. I can't be mochel on someone else's kavod on their behalf. So the idea with a Rebbe is that a Rebbe's kavod is not his own. A Rebbe is really representing Torah. So if a Rebbe is representing Torah, he is able to be mochel on his own kavod as a human being, but in his role as a Rebbe, he is representing Torah, and he can't be mochel on the Torah's kavod. But the Gemara is teaching us that with parents, they are allowed to be mochel on their kavod. That this was one of the proofs we used to say that this is a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, not a mitzvah ben adam l'makom. And here we say that if a parent wants to be mochel on his kavod, he is able to do so. So the Shulchan Aruch extends this principle and says, Asur la'adam l'hachbir olo al banav v'ledaktik b'chvodzawi mahem. Shelo yivyim lidei michshol ela yimchol v'ya'alim einav mehem sheha'av shemachal al kvodo kvodo machlo. So the Shulchan Aruch brings this down l'halacha, but in a very extended way. The Shulchan Aruch says, not only do we have this principle of av shemochal al kvodo kvodo machul, that a father who is mochal on his own kavod, he is able to do so, then kvodo machul, he is able to put aside the certain acts of kavod towards him. But rather, the Shulchan Aruch says, halachically, one should be mochal on their kavod as a parent, because if they are not mochal on their kavod as a parent, they are putting a stumbling block in front of their child. That you are asking your child to live up to expectations that inevitably they are not going to live up to. So if someone, as Faye said, this can become almost comical. This can make the entire situation so uncomfortable and can make just everyone feel so unnatural in the parent-child relationship. And therefore we say, while there is this idea, and I think hashkafically it makes a lot of sense, that the child should have the awareness that unless my parent is okay with it, I am obligated to respect them to the umpteenth extent. However, the parent, in contrast, should have the approach of, I want my kid to be successful. I want my child to learn, but I also want them to be able to be successful in what they are doing. So I am going to tell my child that on a technical level, I am mochel on my kavod. But I am going to tell them that so that they know that if I were to not be mochel on my kavod, they would have been required to respect me constantly throughout the day. And they still have, and I think that dichotomy of the child having one approach in this situation and the parents having another approach, which works very well together, is exactly what's meant to happen. Is that the child is meant to understand that they must show the kavod, but the parent is meant to understand that they don't actually require this level of kavod. That if we get into a situation where a parent really requires that level of kavod from his child, we are often going to end up in a very strange, very uncomfortable, possibly unhealthy situation. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying, although it is a requirement, the parent dafka should be mochel in their kavod. They specifically should be mochel in their kavod so that their child does not come to a stumbling block, so that they are not set up to fail. A number of poskim, including Rav Moshe Sternbach and Rav Melamed, defend the practice of children not standing in front of their parents by explaining that in our society today, it is understood that a parent is mochel on their kavod. So if you look in Pnine Halacha Likutim Gimel, it was actually funny. Today I opened up as I was preparing for this year. I looked behind me and I saw the Pnine Halacha and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to pull out like a great piece of hashkafa. For anyone who's unfamiliar with the Pnine Halacha Sfarim, these are Barav Eliezer Melamed. They are halacha sfarim, but that include like great nuggets of hashkafa. Like throughout, there's really like the ideas behind the halacha, and it's really a great, not the easiest Hebrew, but it's also not difficult. They make English ones as well. But if you can do the Hebrew, it's like a nice read. So I opened up the Panini Halacha. I'm like, oh, I'm going to find a nice piece in there. Great. I found my piece. And then I looked down at source 9. I'm like, oh, I guess he beat me to it. They were really comprehensive around here. So if you look at source number 9, the reason for understanding why we don't practically stand for our parents today. Today, many children are accustomed to not standing in front of their parents. And we say that it's because their parents actually taught them like this. When a parent does not teach their child to stand up in front of them every time they walk into the room, then we're understanding that this is specifically the chinuch that the parents are giving to their children. And therefore, there is the understanding within this that the parents were mochel and their kavod. And we understand that any parent who wants to be mochel and their kavod, they are able to do so. Imkin, therefore, we should understand that there is no wrongdoing when a child does not stand in front of their parents. On the condition that they don't degrade them, like they shouldn't not show any respect to their parents, like they shouldn't like make fun of their parents when they walk into the room. But there is no wrongdoing in not standing up for their parents when they walk into the room. It is better for a child to specifically ask their parents although it is good chinuch for the child, even though we can understand that if a parent does not teach their child to stand up in front of their parents, then within this message of chinuch, they are explaining to their child that they have been mochel on their kavod. However, for the chinuch of the child, it is better that the child should have to ask their parent explicitly if the parent would like them to stand when they walk into the room. Oh, now we're getting to the sticky apple juice pages. Okay. The Petre Tshuva tells us in source number 10, Shemachal, Ayim B'Tshuva Rabbi David ben Zimra, Shekatav Dehad Dechvodo Machul, Hainu Sheniftar Haben Meonesh Im Lo Chabdu, Aval Mikomakom, Ichti Mitzva Ika Ayincha. The Petre Tshuva tells us that it is a win-win situation, even though today we can understand that most parents have been mochel on their kavod, that the sort of like the unwritten rule is that if a parent did not teach the child to stand up for them, then they have been mochel on their kavod. However, if a child is in a situation in which they do stand for their parent, regardless of the fact that the parent has been mochel on their kavod, they still get a mitzvah for this. So it is really being portrayed as a win-win situation for a parent to be mochel on their kavod. That the parent should not require it of their child to stand in front of them however many times per day. But if the child is in a situation where they do stand up for their parent, then they are able to get a mitzvah in that situation. There are other poskim who do not believe that the leniency of being molcha on their kavod is ideal. And therefore, specifically, the Alkit Yosef explains a specific situation for Sfardim that he believes that Sfardim should be more stringent in this situation because that was the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch explicitly said that a child is obligated to stand for their parents. It was the Ramah that began to give us the more intricate explanation. So again, the Shulchan Aruch is the Psak Halacha for Sfaradim. The Ramah is the Ashkenaz notes on the Shulchan Aruch. So Ashkenazim, for the most part, paskin like the Ramah. Sfaradim, for the most part, paskin like the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, the Alkit Yosef is going to explain that for Sfaradim, they may want to be slightly more careful. So the Yalkut Yosef tells us that it is not appropriate for a child to ask for indefinite dispensation to not stand up for their parents. Rather, if there are specific situations in which it's going to be extremely difficult to stand up for your parents every time that they walk into the room, you are therefore able to ask your parents for the dispensation in those cases. Kegon beben shehu ravak umitgu. If there is a child who is still living at home, so he is not going to be coming by every once in a while, he's going to be with his parents 24/7, it is going to become quite burdensome on him. or if there is a married son who has come home to live with his parents for a certain amount of time, or a child who works with a parent. This is when Faye was saying it can turn into a comedy. That's what I was picturing here. The situation is that the child is a magid shir, is someone who teaches Torah, and the father is an attendee at the shir, but he's not just a regular attendee, he's the gabbai, so he's constantly going in and out of the room. So just imagine that situation, that the son is trying to give a shir, and the father is coming in and out of the room, and the son is standing up and down. It's going to be distracting for everybody. And therefore, we say in that situation, the son should definitely ask for a specific dispensation. So even if it was a situation where a parent is staying with the child for any certain amount of time, or the child is staying with a parent for any extended amount of time, that in all of those situations, we would be able to ask for a dispensation. But I think that the point of the Alkat Yosef is one that's important to keep in mind. That just because we say there is a general dispensation to not have to stand for our parents because they have been mochal and they're kavod, we still must remember that the requirement exists. So if we are in a situation that we are greeting our parents for the first time in a while, it would most definitely be appropriate to stand up for our parents. He is saying, if you're there for an extended visit, or they're coming to you for an extended visit, or you live with them, or they work with you, any situation that would be somewhat extended. But the idea of the first time you see your parents, or if it's really on very rare occasions, then it is still most definitely appropriate to stand up for your parents and to show that level of respect. We end the section with the Chut Shani, the Rav Nissen Karelitz, who is going to tell us the general importance of educating your children in this mitzvah. So Hamivuar Shazera Tzon HaTorah. This is how we ended last week's shir as well, with a different piece from the we talked about the Chasam Sofer and Ratzon HaTorah. Shazohi Tzurat VeOfen HaMitzvah. That even though practically we are going to say that a child is not going to fulfill the technicalities of this mitzvah on a day-to-day basis, it is still important to teach the Ratzon HaTorah, the will of the Torah, the between the lines of what is written in the halacha. That one is obligated to stand up for their Rebbe, and one is obligated to stand up for their parent. That this is the relationship between a child and their parents. That there should be a feeling of respect. That a child is views himself as low in front of his parents, because he recognizes that they are more important than him. He should not try to be more clever than the Torah. So even though a parent should be mochel so that their child does not stumble in this, a parent should not immediately from the beginning be mochel on all kavu that their child should show to them. So a parent should not, on the other hand, he says, a parent shouldn't be mochal on all of their kavod. But on the other hand, a parent shouldn't be demanding everything either way. Rather, he says, this mitzvah is really all about chinuch. Because again, if we remember back to that original Sefer HaChinuch, that the entire point of engaging in Kibbut Ave'im is to nurture our sense of Hakaras HaTov, to nurture our idea of respect, so that eventually we can show the same traits to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, a parent should learn Hilchos Kibbut Ave'im. He should learn the laws of respect of parents with the children. V'chein shehamilamdim shehim and teachers should also be teaching the children to respect the parents, and the parents, I'm going to add this in as well, should be teaching children to respect their teachers. That it all goes hand in hand. That if we're talking here about kibud avaim, and we are talking here about kibud rabbanim, and we're talking here ultimately about kibud shamayim, they are all really intertwined. V'yelad katan shehigia legil shalomid kfar gemara v'aday min ra'oi l'chanko l'kum mifnei aviv v'imo. So once a child reaches an age of chinuch, even though we said practically a parent should be mochal on their kavod, a child should still start out in learning that they are obligated to stand up for a parent. So I think to end off this lesson here with the idea of standing for a parent, something that can come to seem so unnatural, seem so strange, seem really tedious for the child, but really harkens back to the hashkafa behind all of this, that we are really trying to nurture that sense of kavod, that sense of respect that we show. And we have these three groups, respecting our parents, respecting Rabbanim, and ultimately respecting Hashem. And that all three of these are intertwined. So that I think the takeaway from this lesson is the dichotomy of what the children should feel and what the parents should feel. The parents should feel that they don't need the respect of their children. This is not how they are deriving their importance in the world. They don't need the respect from their child. Rather, they are here to be mechanich their children in the way how to be respectful. The children, on the other hand, must recognize that even though their parent may be mochal in their kavod, that the parent doesn't require of them to show all the necessary aspects of kavod, they should still be nurturing this sense of kavod within themselves. They should still recognize that if their parent was not mochal in their kavod, they would be obligated to really respect them to the umpteenth extent. So as we move on within the halacha, we should be able to remember this dichotomy of what the parents should be feeling in this situation and what the children should be trying to be learning from these halachot of Kibud Av Va'Im. Next week, we are going to move on. We are going to transition into Yiras Av Va'Im, revering one's mother and father.